leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Ryan Clark. A bill to pay federal workers during the government shutdown failed to advance in the Senate. It was opposed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who said the only answer is to reopen the government. For government employees like Courtney Bush,
we are approaching our first full missed paycheck, so I think that's when it's really going to settle in a little bit more.
President Trump said he is not sending federal troops to San Francisco this weekend as he planned after speaking with the city's mayor. He pardoned one of crypto's richest men, Changpeng Zhao, known as CZ, the founder of Binance, who pled guilty to charges the company failed to follow proper controls. The Biden administration said that allowed money to flow to terrorists and child abusers. He had lobbied for a pardon and supported the Trump family's crypto venture. Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat player Terry Rozier were among more than 30 people arrested by federal authorities as part of an illegal gambling sting. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. Currently 38 degrees.
All the big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine, 17,
Q Country.
After a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Just like that one, sick about giving up that too. If we didn't want to wind up falling in my bed like we always do. After a few, oh, after a few, we always take it way too far, where it's too much to resist. We always make it way too hard to walk away after that third kiss. We pretend that we'll be fine. If we didn't want to wind up falling into my bed like we always do, after a few.
I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, a lot of sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live,
what you drive or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
A little bit of dust, a little bit of smoke, falling in a Chevy down a gravel road, headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road, talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground. Dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down. Little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines. Cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines. Good, good times and tan lines. Mm-hmm.
so upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. That I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
George Strait there at 98 Q Country at 19 past 1. McKay has a day off today. Gray and I, well, it turned out I'm taking over the radio. Gray's handling a lot of the technical stuff on the backside, and I appreciate that very much. If you're hearing about our Day of Giving for the first time, we're going to kind of give you a who, what's, and where's of what we're doing today. It's our one day a year where we fundraise for a great local organization that makes a great impact in our community. And this year, it is His House of Hope. And we have Robert Knack and we have Pastor Jason both with us who have been with us since this morning. The fact they showed up before I did this morning. Thanks. Don't tell my boss, all right? He'll be asking why. Well, Joel, 6
you
o'clock.
Safe with us.
Where were you? Let's assume that someone knows nothing about His House of Hope right now. So from the very beginning, when this was all a concept, when you stayed up late at night and couldn't sleep thinking if this was possible, talk about the concept from the very beginning of His House of Hope.
Okay. So the very beginning began just looking at the plague of addiction within our community, the brokenness that we've seen within men and women and families, within all demographics, all age groups, it doesn't matter. Addiction has plagued, has impacted every single person possible, directly or indirectly. So it began, you know, as I was a jail chaplain, or still am a jail chaplain, And I watched these men and women coming through the jail system really on a regular basis, you know, many times throughout the year.
Like a revolving door.
It was a revolving door. They get out, they do good for a couple months, and bam, they're right back in there. And they just could not break that cycle of abuse of, you know, chemicals. And so I began to pray, asking the Lord, what should we do? What can I do for this thing? And the Lord laid on my heart is the program that we see today. You know, so it began just as a burden on my heart to see lost souls saved and the cycle of addiction being broken. I shared that vision with a few brothers in Christ, and we formulated a board. It was a very crude organization to start with because none of us had an idea what we were supposed to be doing. So we had lots of great mentors from other facilities within the state that showed us the ropes and got us the right paperwork for the state and local authorities, that kind of stuff. And as we just continued to progress, we trusted the Lord with more and more and more. And before long, we were open. We had the doors open. Robert was gracious enough to take on the responsibility as our executive director. He's done a phenomenal job. I mean, we've only been open for, a year and a half or a little more than that. He has the dates and the times for that in just a second. But the team of volunteers, the team that we have gathering around this to attack this this pandemic, to we'll say going on within our community, it's a group effort, and it's amazing to see what a combined effort can do to change the face of a community.
Yeah, so I mean, in layman's terms, it's offering someone with addiction an option to come to your facility and transition, right?
Yeah,
and transition spiritually and learn life lessons. There's a lot of different parts of this program than just the filtering out of the drugs out of their system. There's a lot more than that.
A whole lot more.
Yeah. So Robert is the director of the program now. We have seen this the success. We've seen, so you have some statistics to share already just in the short time you've been open of the impact of His House of Hope on our area.
Oh, yeah. So as of opening in June 2nd of 2024, we have now been open for 508 days. Underneath the roof in combined, we have 1,781 days of sobriety that many of these men never even knew that they could be sober. Mm. The meal shared, if you ever been to the radio station today, you know we like food. and we've shared 5,343 meals, and that is not including snacks, because that probably doubled, just like our money is today. right now, currently, we have six men in the house. Max capacity is eight. We have four baptisms so far, and seven people have given their heart to Christ within the House of Hope. And we now have eight men back in the workforce that weren't working before, but they are now, and they work right in our Price County area, to be honest. So we are moving and grooving. There's many things that are happening. And
well, when you talk about eight men back in the workforce, I mean, you can take that times whatever number you want when you figure in their kids, their family, their relatives, and everybody's life who has been made healthier by that transition, right?
Oh, 100%. 100%, yeah. Just being able to, there was one success that I like to brag about. He was in addiction for 21 years. 15 years of that was IV use of methamphetamines. And between the 21 years, he only had 30 days of sobriety before coming to His House of Hope. And now he has a job, a car, a house, and he's with his kid. And he's continually being nice. Sober, and he's about 18 months sober, going on 2 years. So
that is so cool. That is so cool. His House of Hope is located just south of Phillips, right on Highway 13, if you're wondering what the location of it is. And today in our Day of Giving, we are asking our area, our listeners, to come forward and financially support what's going on at His House of Hope. So Jason and Robert and other staff members, we'll never 100% stop worrying about the financial part, but when we can put that on the back burner a little bit and say, you know what, we can really focus in on and keep our direction on what it is you want, the spiritual side and helping these men. So this, the financial is not the be-all, be all and end all.
No.
But the mortgage payment still comes in the mail every month.
It does.
Right? Yes, it does.
And I want to talk about, just for a second, that I know we have listeners out there who maybe have been blessed through the years, and maybe you have a few extra dollars. Maybe you have a lot of extra dollars, whatever it may be. And I always talk about on these fundraisers about being able to give a donation, a generational gift, one that sticks for a long time, whatever it may be. So let me ask you this, Robert, because Jason mentioned earlier that, you know, once we pay that mortgage off, I heard you say that, you know, we can really take steps toward maybe a women's house or whatever. So the current mortgage on the His House of Hope, say, Joel, none of your business, or say it is currently. What's the current balance on the?
I would say about $115,000 to $110,000, depending on the interest. And that's on a $300,000 house property.
Yeah.
But it takes a big chunk of our monthly income that we have from donations. So.
Right. So if there's a listener out there who maybe feels called to help out with something like that, you want to pay off the whole mortgage? Well, that'd be awesome. You know, maybe wants to help with that, because we're talking about continuing to build. And I know, Jason and Robert, you probably feel this, that your things are going good, you're helping people, but you're always feeling called, what's next, right? What's next? Yeah. What can we do next? And you had mentioned earlier, Jason, about, you know, dreaming down the line of having a similar home for women, possibly.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be just an amazing situation to be able to help, you know, the female population of our community to break these cycles. You know, it breaks my heart to see these ladies in the jail, in the prison system, stuck in this lifestyle of brokenness. And if we can offer that to the women, man, praise God for that.
Yeah. Now, our goal today is to raise $15,000. 12 of that will be matched. And we're getting there. We're getting close. I think we're over $11,000 now. The totals are still coming in. And if folks have any questions, maybe there's someone listening right now and they're like, okay, I'd like to sit down, Jason and Robert, and talk to you guys a little bit about helping you out. Contact you through that webpage, or what would be a good way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, there's many different ways. You can Facebook. We have His House of Hope. Or you can go on hohphillips.org. Or you can privately text me at 715-820-1249. I'm always willing to talk, chat, and see where you can fit in.
Yeah, believe me, folks, it's a great way to leave behind leave a legacy if you're able to help out an organization like His House of Hope. We've got a lot of fun bid items going on right now. 98qcountry.com. Click on that big His House of Hope banner and hit the auction at the top. You can see all the latest bids. And then give us a call, 762-3221. Message us through the Civic Media app. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. And a hats off to Gray Gunderson, because Gray was going to come in this afternoon and take over at 2. But with all the technical stuff going on, I think we're just going to let him continue to do what he's doing.
He's good at it.
He's because, doing great.
Yeah, because if I have to do that when he comes in here, I might not be here. Like 2:30, I'll probably just be gone. I'll be out the door, home, sobbing. Yeah. So a lot going on behind the scenes, and we thank Gray for doing that. We are going to get him in studio here in just a little bit. It's our annual Day of Giving for His House of Hope. If you feel called, folks, to give, Rachel's sitting out here. She'll take your call, 715-762-3221. Pledge today. Make good on it in the next week, a week from Friday. And we thank everyone so far for their support. We'll honor most of those coming up in just a little bit here.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. You may encounter a few sprinkles or a very light shower into your Thursday afternoon. Plentiful clouds, highs of the lower 40s, and a northwest breeze. For tonight, skies turning partly cloudy will drop back into the mid-20s. Mostly sunny near 50 Friday. It's 39 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. That black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. Drive a sports car up the coast of California. Oh, if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. Baby, I could die a happy man. Oh, I could die a happy man. You know I could die.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car. After graduation, sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. Settle down with a doctor or a lawyer, and they're uptown ball.
can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing it now. Oh, that's pretty late.
Listen up. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
A sign with an arrow, a gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty. On the stall door, a picture of you on the dartboard. Them cinder block walls ain't ever been clean, still ain't as dirty as you done me. Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty damn many when you want. Girls like you, that's where we run to. We got Whiskey River on the jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust dance floor, a neon 5 o'clock road clock, and plenty.
Touch of your head says you catch me if ever I fall.
Allison Krauss, Union Station, 98Q Country. It's our day of giving for His House of Hope. Bid update to come in just a moment. Look, at we found him. He's like, I'm trying to think of some movie where computer guys is living in the back room. I don't know what it is. Greg Gunderson, our technical support guy. And when you woke up this morning, you weren't thinking that this is what the day was going to involve. But thank you, Greg, for all the technical stuff on the backside and our website with all the bid updates and stuff like that. It's been a battle today.
Not to be cheesy, but it's the least I can do for people who are doing the most.
Yeah.
I've said it often and loudly on every show that you let me talk on, that the thing that makes the Northwoods work, the reason that people can decide to move up here even now, even though populations have generally been going down, we're not losing any of those major critical things, and now we're gaining things like His House of Hope. The reason that's possible is because the people around here understand we each have to do just a little bit more. You know, we aren't a walk away from just about anything, unless you live in the heart of town, and yeah, some of us do, but most of us don't. How many towns does this massive radio reach even cover? In the grand scheme of things, not many, and I think a lot of us like it that way.
Yeah,
but we know. You got to give extra, and these guys are doing a lot more than giving a little more.
All the updates on the bid items are available on the 98QCountry.com webpage. Click on His House of Hope Auctions at the top, and then just leave that window open, and you can update it as needed. But a lot of action on these bid items, and it's just some really cool stuff, and I think people are digging it.
Yes, things are constantly ticking upward. I will say that there's going to be a high volume of phone calls near the end of the bidding. So please, if you intend to kind of wait it out and snipe it and bring the amount up, please understand that we can only increase bids as fast as we can take phone calls, two of us out there. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to give up a little bit of gamesmanship, and the better route might be to bring it big early. If you're looking at something at $35 and you're thinking, I'll wait until the last minute and bring it up to $100, it might hurt, but I'd rather you did it sooner. It would be better for all involved. That said, I don't want to diminish anybody's generosity. I cannot believe how much people are turning out. And I want to celebrate myself, the fact that we've already hit that $10,000 mark. Our original goal has been blown out of the water. So if you notice things have bumped up, that's us throwing the gauntlet down. We've recognized you guys are capable of more than we thought. I'm sorry we underestimated you. We won't do it again.
Yeah, we're going to keep moving forward. The bid items will close out at 5:30. So keep that in mind. 5:30 is when we will accept final bids. And you can do that preferably via a phone call, but you can do it through the app if you want, or also WCQM at civicmedia.us. So get those bid items to us, and we apologize because I'll be honest, the website that we're using to host this was introduced to me 2 days ago and was introduced to Gray less than a day ago.
Right, exactly.
So it's going to be, when we do this next year, it's going to be really, really good. But Gray, we're doing what we can to make it work for everybody. And as long as everybody can see the items and see what the current bid is, that's important. We appreciate everybody's patience.
Yes, 100%. Things will be moving quite smoothly because of what we're learning this year and what you guys are teaching us. And your patience goes a long way, let me tell you. One thing I would like to mention briefly before I get out of here is that if you register on the website, if you end up making a GiveButter account, you will not be able to place the bids yourself. We'll still need you to call us or to email us or take advantage of the various methods. However, it does still do us a favor if you register. That said, it's not required. We've got position holders in place for those of you who don't have accounts on GiveButter. But even if you have logged on and found out you can't do it online, you've still done a lot for me by doing so. So let us know if you already have an account. Counter if you've tried. That said, it's not supposed to let you bid online. Sorry if you tried very hard for very long.
I'm sure there was a lot of click, click, come on, click, click.
Oh, yeah.
It says blue, click, come on.
Refresh!
Yeah, so everyone who's pledged, we're going to honor you in just a little bit. We're over $13,000 on our way to $15,000+. And believe me, once we hit 15, it's not like, oh, we don't need any more. His House of Hope is a continuing venture. All money that's given, whether it falls $10 short of $15,000 or $5,000 over, it's all the same. It's all the same.
Right. Also, let's say out loud what some people are thinking. We originally set a $10,000 goal once upon a time for a charity drive that had a $12,000 match. All right, let's say it. Joel and Gray are kind of foolish. Sorry, we didn't think very hard on that one. So that's another reason that we've bumped things up. Technically, right now, the goal is at $15,000
yes.
at the moment. But you guys are impressing us, so thank you, everybody, so much. Joel, did you want to run through?
I want to thank Michelle at Crab Custom Construction. She just called in $100 pledge. So thank you. I'm going to let the rest of them simmer for just a moment. I'm going to get a drink of water. Hopefully my voice will hold up and we'll be good for the rest of the afternoon. You keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, right? I need to go do other things. A lot of them very quickly.
And I'll keep doing what I'm doing. And we'll get Jason in here and Robert and other people involved.
What are you doing?
Gino. Uh-oh.
Who's doing what? Now?
How much you want to make?
What do you need to get done? I know a guy. Just tell me what. I'll tell you who.
Help. Gino's here. Help, please.
Where?
24 hours a day.
New country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man. What's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up T-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Trip of honey on the money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit. Get off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Yeah, I'm a little drunk on you.
Dixie girl, born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. Yes, he did. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As demolition of the East Wing of the White House continues to make way for President Trump's new ballroom, that ballroom project will be privately funded. And responding to questions about the speed of the demolition and the sources of funding, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said,
"The president has been incredibly transparent. I would reject any notion otherwise when it comes to this ballroom project. It's something he personally has obviously taken an interest into."
The president pardoned one of crypto.